Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Monday, December 5th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. 3 things to know today. AWS services revenue per partner from Canalys, Rackspace's hosted Exchange security incident, and product announcements of note from last week. This is the Business of Tech. One of the numbers I love citing is the ratio of Microsoft's revenue to its service partners' revenue. That number is about $7 for every $1 of revenue. AWS has a number 2, and it's $6.40 per AWS commissioned research from Canalys, quoting TechTarget. The Canalys report stated that expert-level partners can obtain the $6.40 multiplier. The company defined an expert partner as one that has the broadest set of service offerings and a large professional services organization. In contrast, partners that primarily resell AWS cloud products and offer limited additional services can expect to achieve a multiplier of 90 cents, according to Canalys. Partners that take this disciplined approach can find an economic return much greater than the 6-to-1 ratio Canalys identified. Why do we care? On a day I'm hosting a panel about cloud SaaS, which, if you missed it, is available on YouTube at youtube.com/MSP Radio, highlighting the data about the ability to deliver services on top of the cloud felt prescient. Most important to me is that the number remains healthy. There is money to be made on top of the cloud, full stop. And if this number is indicative, AWS versus Microsoft isn't an issue. That's also good news. I don't typically cover breaches, yet this one is getting much buzz within the IT services community. Rackspace's hosted Microsoft Exchange services have been taken offline by a security incident, per the company's incident report. On Friday, December 2nd, we became aware of an issue impacting our hosted Exchange environment. We proactively powered down and disconnected the hosted Exchange environment while we triaged to understand the extent and the severity of the impact. After further analysis, we have determined that this is a security incident. Rackspace has offered impacted customers free access to Microsoft Exchange Plan 1 licenses on Microsoft 365 for the duration of the incident and shared instructions on how to get that up and running. The instructions suggest the work to get IT running will take about 30 minutes to an hour. Why do we care? I wanted to talk about this because of the buzz. I saw the usual noise about this questioning the cloud. No, this isn't the cloud. It's simply continuity planning. Like car crashes and plane crashes, there are on-prem and in-the-cloud incidents. And like plane crashes, cloud ones get more coverage. They aren't different. Business needs to have a plan for downtime in either on-prem or cloud systems. Period. That's the story. I noted several product announcements last week for a quick lightning round. Amazon's reInvent was last week with two announcements I did want to note. The AWS supply chain is designed to help with the flow of components and goods, and AWS Cleanroom is for sharing proprietary data without giving partners access to the basic information. Advertising is considered the first market, with healthcare and financial services beyond that. AWS SimSpace Weaver is about building massive simulations for those interested in digital twins. Think SimCity, but massive. Microsoft announced Privilege Identity Management enabled Azure Lighthouse delegations. Lighthouse is focused on MSP usage, bringing further control over delegation. And RedStore, the cloud backup provider, launched a QuickBooks backup service for MSPs. Why do we care? AWS's offerings this year were pretty targeted with releases at specific use cases. My colleague on Killing It, Ryan Morris, is rather focused on digital twins, and I couldn't help but notice the announcement due to that. Take his interest as a pointer. Lighthouse always perks my interest due to its MSP focus, so check that out if interested. Further adding SaaS backups is another area of interest, mainly due to that Rackspace story I just covered. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market, one of the best kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSPradio. Today is International Ninja Day. That one's too cool to not focus on. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you,
Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Meet Janice. Unfortunately, her thing is sneeze attacks every time spring returns.
I literally sneezed 40 times in a row once.
Luckily for Janice, at the Walmart pharmacy, she can get over-the-counter allergy relief for things like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes fast with online pickup or delivery.
No more suffering? That's nothing to sneeze at.
I see what you did there. Help survive allergy season with fast online pickup or delivery from Walmart. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.